Walter M. Sterling at 1210 WPHT live in Philadelphia on a Friday night, date night, which means you're washing your hair. All right, listen, you and I are going to have a chat with a man I have so much respect for, and I can lay the golden path to his door as to the reason this show is on the radio. You and I are going to talk to Peter Bolger. Peter Bolger hosts a terrific radio show on Saturdays, and he's going to talk about that. But Peter Bolger now lives in the Northwest somewhere, a place nobody knows anything about. But for years, he was an important, influential, clever program director of giant radio stations. Peter only worked at giant radio stations. And when I started Sterling on Sunday, his station in Chicago, WLS, was our second affiliate. WPHT in Philadelphia was the first, and WLS in Chicago was the second. And he was gracious and called me up himself. He said, I got this package from the syndicator. I'm going to do this. This is terrific, Walter. I know it'll be great. He hadn't heard a thing. He just decided that. Peter, your action at that moment gave this show instant credibility in the industry that day. And therefore, you want to come on this show? You can come on this show anytime. If you want to think of things to sell, I can get on PHT at any time. I'll think of things to sell. Come on the show at any time. Welcome, Peter. Hi.
Well, thank you. That is a very nice introduction, Walter. I greatly appreciate it. The decision to put your show on WLS really was one of the easiest decisions I had. It was an easy decision. It went well, and happy to do it.
Thank you. Then you did something nobody does in radio. You actually retired because you planned for it. This never happens.
I did. But I'll tell you, the last year I was there, I remember sitting in my office and having, you know, you have multiple monitors with CNN and Fox News and your local news station and whatnot. And they were all just saying this. I just got so, it was all very political, very partisan, a lot of BS. I just couldn't take it anymore. And I got away from news, and it's been a wonderful thing.
Now, Peter Bolger started what is it? It's a streaming show. It's a stream show, right?
It is. It's put together by a number of people who went to the University of Wisconsin in the late 60s and the early 70s, and they had one of those stations. It was like a AM station that went through the electrical current of the dorms.
And, a carrier current, yeah.
A carrier current station, right. Exactly. And many of them reached, and that station was long gone, and many of them had retired, and they said, well, what are we going to do? And they enjoyed, they thought back of their time doing the that carrier current station in Madison, and so they revived it in the form of a stream. And one of them, greatly involved, is Lee Harris. He's been involved with it to a great degree. And I got involved with it. I'm not sure how. I think my uncle was doing a show for music from the 50s and 60s. And I think I did a show with him. And the program director there said, hey, I remember you from Radio Free Madison. You were pretty good. You want to do a show, do just what you did back 100 years ago at Radio Free Madison, just kind of play what you want? And I said, I'll give it a try for a little bit. I did like an hour show, and it was fine. It went fine, and I've been doing that for the last, I think, 3 years, up to 3 hours now, and it's like what we did in Radio Free Madison. You know, a mix of rock and jazz and blues and fire sign theater and whatever strikes our fancy. And it's just putting the music together after being away from it for so long has been so much fun.
The difference between you putting together a show of stuff you just like and non-broadcasters putting together shows of stuff they just like is I know every song you're playing. And because at the end of the day, you know how to entertain an audience with audio, and it starts with familiarity. But what you have done is pulled cuts that I didn't know they did that. Or you'll find a cover of a hit that I didn't know they did that. And it's fascinating how you link the artists together, the things you say about it. Tomorrow on your show, what are you going to give me a feature or two? Tell me one or two things that are going to happen.
Well, let's see. We're going to go deep into, I think, the music of J.J. Cale. J.J. Cale, his music has been covered by so many people, Eric Clapton and Lynyrd Skynyrd. But I don't know if I have any awesome Allman Brothers. We're going to be going deep on the Allman Brothers a couple of times during the show. But it's normally just kind of a mix. And the show starts out with Bob Dylan and Bob Seger, and it closes out with Eric Clapton doing a bluesy one from the band's Last Waltz and a cut from Genesis that doesn't get played. It's not one of the typical Phil Collins Genesis tunes called Los Endos. And in between, it's Bowie and it's Simon and Garfunkel, a band called Sea Train and Poco and Moody Blues. So it is a little bit off the beaten path, but I like to bring people back. I don't want to totally turn people off. I understand the importance of playing something familiar, and if you're also going to play something that is kind of deep and unfamiliar.
Peter Bolger hosts a show that you can hear. How can we hear this show?
You can stream it at lakeshore64.com or 365 Live. By the way, it runs from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central tomorrow, and also 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Central Saturday night. We do a replay again at 365 Live or lakeshore64.com, and later on I also put it up on demand at mixcloud.com.
That's Peter Bolger. Now, Peter and I shared a unique experience in the history of radio, something that I have discussed from time to time. We got to work with the gentleman who I believe was maybe the best or second local radio host who ever lived, and that was Neil Rogers in South Florida. And any other host who lived in South Florida in the last 50 years is still traumatized by having been there when Neil Rogers was there. I think you have just barely recovered from having to work with Neil Rogers, but Neil Rogers was brilliant. And he and I have a story about Bob Neil that you will uniquely appreciate. Neil Rogers.
Okay, Bob Neil was his boss for Cox Radio, correct?
Exactly. He was his boss at Cox Radio. Now, to put it in context, if you didn't hear Neil Rogers, I'll just tell you three things that are useful. Neil was open and aggressively gay. Neil's act in South Florida was that he hated senior citizens, he hated rednecks, and he hated Latinos. That was his show. And he loved hockey. Let's combine the things that would never work on the radio in South Florida, and that's what he did every damn day. Every day he did it, and he was number one in men every radio station, every hour of the day, for the entire time he was on the radio. Is that about right?
Yes, he's a person who could. He went in his time there. He went to a number of different stations, and each time he went to a station that was really a dog that was having all kinds of problems. And within 3 to 6 months, he was number one, and usually brought the station up with him, but not as much as he was. He was just in the stratosphere. No matter where he was starting from, he would just take off. And it's another interesting thing about him is that you talk about the other talk show hosts who are still trying to deal with having to go against him. Well, you and I both know of some perfectly good talk show hosts who had great shows, had their own thing going. They came to Miami, they heard Neil, and they said, oh, I'm going to do that. Oh, and that, of course, was their downfall. We know somebody who did that.
So the Bob Neil story, which is one you want to know. So Bob Neil is president of Cox. He was in Atlanta. He knew that Neil lived with his mother. Neil lived with his mother. And like I said, Neil was an aggressively open gay man. And Neil went on vacation for 2 weeks, or three, or four, or ten. But Neil went on vacation. And one time, when they were having a little trouble with Neil at Cox Radio, Bob Neil, the president of Cox Radio, gets on a plane, goes to South Florida, and takes Neil's mother to dinner. While Neil was on vacation, while Neil was many miles out of town, there's his boss eating dinner with his other boss, and he didn't know about it. He went insane. Neil Rogers went crazy. But you, knowing those people, Peter, think of that dynamic. You can imagine that dynamic and the genius of Bob Neil doing that. Just freaking brilliant to do that. The other thing that...
Nell, you should be nicer to him. He's a nice man.
Okay, just, I can't imagine. And then the other story is whined on the air that the Backstreet Boys should perform in Miami. He started pounding that the Backstreet Boys needed to come to Miami to do a concert, and they had better show up in his studio. And sure enough, he pounded it long enough that the Backstreet Boys booked a concert in Miami. And they scheduled a day to come in to see Neil Rogers, to visit him. They're coming today. They're going to be here in 15 minutes. I understand they're here. The door of the studio opens. Neil looks at them and goes, "Oh, no, they sent me the ugly ones."
Yes, he wanted, I think Nick was the one that he would have preferred.
Yeah, he definitely had preferences. All right, now, Peter Bulge, you have to tell me again how I can listen to your... It's a really interesting show, and it's every Saturday at a time when you and I have a little leisure, and it's worth the time. How do I hear it again, Peter?
It's the Big 640 WLHA. You can find it on Live 365 or Lakeshore64.com. It is from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central tomorrow. And I really appreciate the plug, Walter. That's so nice of you. Thank you.
It's no plug. It's an honor to be able to talk about it and to present it and to say, listen, you know, when you retire, you can still do stuff that's really cool. All the things you imagined, you can go ahead and do them. Peter Bulge, you're a good friend. You've been a great friend to me in this show. Come on anytime you want. Sterling, every damn night.